Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, August 13th, 2009, Les Paul, the man who invented the solid body electric guitar, dies of complications from pneumonia at the age of 94. With Mary Ford, his wife from 1949 to 1962, he earned 36 gold records for hits including Vaya con Dios and How High the Moon, both of which reached number one. On this day in 1990, Curtis Mayfield, best known for his early 1970s hits Freddy's Dead and Superfly, is left paralyzed from the neck down after a stage lighting structure falls on him during an outdoor concert in Brooklyn. Mayfield passes away on December 26, 1999. On this day in 1985, Jimmy Stokely, who sang lead on the Exiles' 1978 hit Kiss You All Over, dies after experiencing complications from hepatitis. He is just 41. On this day in 1980, Todd Rundgren, most often remembered for his 1978 hit Hello, It's Me, is held hostage while his house is robbed by four masked men. Rundgren, his girlfriend, and three house guests are bound and gagged during the theft. It was reported that one of the intruders had been humming Todd's hit I Saw the Light during the robbery. On this day in 1971, 37-year-old session musician King Curtis is stabbed to death while arguing with a pair of drug dealers on the steps outside his Manhattan apartment. Born Curtis Ousley, his saxophone can be heard on many hits in the 50s and 60s, including the Coasters' Yakety Yak. He later led Aretha Franklin's backing band, the Kingpins, and opened for the Beatles during their 1965 performance at Shea Stadium. On this day in 1967, the Daughters of the American Revolution refused to allow Joan Baez to perform at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., because of her opposition to the Vietnam War. On this day in 1966, 2 days after John Lennon's apology for saying the Beatles were more popular than Jesus, radio station KLUE in Longview, Texas, organizes a Beatles bonfire where the group's records and memorabilia are destroyed. The next morning, the station's transmission tower is struck by lightning, halting all broadcasting and rendering the news director unconscious. And on this day, August 13, 1952, the original version of Hound Dog is recorded. It would become the first hit for the songwriting team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and would top the Billboard R&B chart for 7 straight weeks, selling nearly 2 million copies. Elvis would sell more copies of Hound Dog 4 years later, but who recorded it first and made it a rhythm and blues classic? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, August 13th, 1952, You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog is recorded. It would be part of Elvis Presley's first two-sided hit 4 years later in 1956. But many consider the first version as the best version. See if you agree. Here's Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, with Hound Dog.
Whoa, I feel all right this morning now. I want everybody to know that I was the one to say, you ain't.